In ancient tradition, May Eve was the evening when the sexuality of life, including our earth, was celebrated to be at its peak. There are many tales about traditions where a young man and a young woman would vanish from the village center, seek the woodlands, and try each other out. And there was no shame in that. It was important in those days to know whether the woman was fertile. The life of the village was depending on it. Abundant fertility on all levels is the central theme of our Beltane. As you look around you here in the Northern Hemisphere, you see life burgeoning with new vigor. And in our tale, we are all about fertility. The goddess Ceridwen gives birth after swallowing a simple seed of corn to a beautiful baby boy. The magic of that birth is akin to any virgin birth that we know of, even though Ceridwen is not a virgin as we know. Ceridwen has two magical children, but the third child, and it is always the third that is the most magical, is created from a seed, traveling through her body, the seed of a being she tries to kill because she feels that the little boy Guillaume-Bach has done her a great injustice, and her son a great injustice. So here we learn about the magical way that the universe directs even gods and goddesses. The seed travels through her stomach and somehow becomes lodged in her womb, where it begins to grow, and soon she realizes that she is with child, the perfect fertility. She is a manifestation of growth and renewal. She doesn't need a man to have a child to be fertile. And although there is talk that this is magical and that there is no such thing in reality, in biology, there are actually serpents, worms, and water animals that can self-seed. And interestingly, there are more and more of them as the species changes. Ceridwen is the goddess of spring, and she is fertile, both magical and in a way practical. It is very important to understand that this is not a union between a man and a woman, the divine masculine and the divine feminine, as it is celebrated at this time. The sacred marriage is actually between the mother and the son. And to some people, that is problematic. And yet, when you look at some of the myths and stories across the world, there is a lot of that. It comes back from the matriarchal idea that the seed giver is unimportant. When the world was matriarchal, when the women were in charge, and in some places in the world this is still the case, it was all about the woman being the head of the household. And everyone knew who their mother was. Not everybody knew, and to this day doesn't know, who the father is. I know this sounds quite harsh, but in a way, it did not matter then. What do we want to do this Beltane? What do we want to grow? What do we want to celebrate in our lives? Where are we going to look for abundance? and the blessings in our lives? Where do we connect to the presence of the green goddess, of Gaia, of our Mother Earth, of the fertility of our Mother Earth? What do we want to amplify in our lives? What do we want to say to people to make them realize that Mother Earth has given enough abundance and that we all need to share? And we can share because there is enough if we follow the directions that Mother Earth is showing us. How do we begin to fully bloom into our own most elevated self? How do we come into that full bloom of our life? This is a potent moment in the wheel of the year, and it is interestingly right opposite Samhain, the celebration of death, our time of year, on the wheel, on the pagan wheel. It is on the same axis, fertility, life and death. And it always tickles me that the French people call an orgasm a little death, because some of the sounds the woman and the man make sound a little bit like the last gasps of life. I ask you to move fully into your blooming. I ask you to manifest what you wish for in your life, not in a selfish, self-centered way. But if you wish to achieve something, then create it. Find it. Find a way to do it. Join us in our mind temple. Join us in our astral temple. Join us to celebrate the goddess in her greatest moment of manifestation. A lot of people don't realize how much Ceridwen is a goddess of manifestation, how much she can bring you if you place the seed, if you have the courage to place the seed into the womb, your astral womb, the womb that you create. What is your seed word this Beltane? What is it that you are wanting to send out there into the world? I so often say to people, anyone who will listen, that your words, your thoughts, your ideas are energy. And the more you send that energy into the world, the more you will manifest. You do not have to be afraid. There is no fear place here and now. I ask you to join us, to create that magic, to be a part of that beautiful blossoming. Everywhere you see the blossoms now, take lessons from nature and allow yourself to dream of yourself, as that beautiful flower with 1,000 petals, and each petal is a gift. So mote it be, blessed be.